and he let flee a fart like unto thunder.
All right, 36.9 seconds into Dad's material, and we got fart jokes.
Welcome to Nerd Burger, episode 32. I'm Mike.
And I'm Craig.
And I forgot how to do this.
You gotta do like three things at once over there. Are you still tired?
I kind of spaced out there for a second.
Just kind of sat back, started, wow, that music's really loud.
Yeah, I was jamming in my head. How's it going, Craig?
It's fine. How are you?
Good. You let me ask you first.
I know.
You tired?
Yeah, a little bit. Episode 32. And we have somebody in the studio today who has previously only been with us via Skype.
That's true. Is this our first crossover guest?
I guess.
Crossover guest?
Crossing over from the internet to
Well, he crossed over the Mason-Dixon line.
He did.
2 moons south of the Mason-Dixon line.
So, Mike's dad.
Hi.
Tim.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
How's it going?
Good. Love the South.
Was that sarcasm?
No.
Sarcasm? Sarcastic?
Just for having me on the show, I want to say, well, thank you.
So how was the trip down?
Good. No problems at all. Trucks, lots of trucks.
That's a problem.
Commerce, America on the move.
Capitalism. Free market.
America.
Okay, now you're in the South.
America. Land of the free. Home of the brave.
Well, you are in the home of the Braves.
Home of the Braves, yeah.
In Atlanta.
What the hell?
A little bit of basketball. Jeez! A little bit of baseball humor.
Welcome to Nerd Burger.
I know they're a baseball team. They used to be the Milwaukee Braves, and
True.
I lived there for many years.
Weren't they also the Boston Braves at one point?
Maybe. Now you're going back before me caring.
Okay.
Baseball.
Okay, so we're all in agreement on baseball then?
In this room anyway.
Baseball.
And Adrian, he clearly doesn't
Wasteball, really doesn't
as he calls it.
He calls it wasteball.
Baseball is almost as boring as NASCAR.
Ooh. Watch it. You can say
good
that.
Thing this isn't being broadcast locally.
You can say that in here. Just don't go announcing that when you're running around the South.
I know. Baseball is definitely more boring than golf. Definitely.
I'll go with you on that. I've never been able to really watch golf or baseball or NASCAR because it's just kind of the same thing over
any
and over.
Sport where they have to shoot rolled up t-shirts that look like toilet paper rolls into the audience to keep people happy.
Which is how Mrs. Flanders died on The Simpsons.
Maud Flanders took
a
t-shirt gun shot to the head and fell off the bleachers. By Homer. Homer shot her.
Homer's coming up later. It's in my notes.
Oh, good. Yeah. You brought material.
Speaking of your material. Yeah. That you brought,
he says with dick fingers.
We arrived yesterday, and one of the first things I realized was that my notes that I have been working on for months were in a folder on my desk in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, 848 miles away.
Wow.
But through the good graces of my granddaughter and my daughter, I was verbally given all my information, so I have it all.
They read it to him over the phone, and he transcribed it all again.
Yes,
on paper.
Were your notes originally on paper?
Yeah, yes, they were.
Pen written on paper. Okay,
that's the way we do things in America. Yeah,
in the digital revolution of 2013.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to scan that and email it
or type it out on your iPhone.
When y'all want to communicate properly like an American, y'all leave that there Chinese electrical crap in the background. So get out the old pen and pencil.
I haven't heard this character before. Debuting it here.
You can write, that is. If you can't write, then you get your wife to write for you, and you just talk.
Well, if you're going to talk like that, then now's the time that we give you your welcome gift.
Oh, we have a gift?
We do.
A welcome
gift. I never get a gift.
Oh, my God. A welcome gift. What is this? Oh. Big ass face. Oh, that's great. Well, I got to put this on. Your mother will just go, oh, for God's sake.
My dad collects hats.
Yeah, I have a nice caps, collection.
And so I got him one that says Big Ass Fans from the Big Ass Fans company that makes...
What do they make?
Big Ass Fans.
Big Ass Fans.
Huh? I have that exact hat sitting on top
of... On your desk?
No, it's sitting on my... on the very top of my coat tree that you guys bought for me.
How long have you had that?
I don't know, 7 or 8 months.
Okay.
Where'd you get that?
They came in and did a lunch and learn with us, and I got a hat and took it home just in case. I was like, well,
that's how I got mine.
If I need one.
Product reps frequently come
to
the architect's office.
Because I've seen that
and
name.
Buy them lunch.
I've seen the name.
Yeah.
They do have big ass fans.
And they have a little mascot that's an ass. A donkey.
Oh, Wolf, perfect. I didn't know that. Oh, look.
I have one of those at my desk. Yes.
And now it's yours.
Do you know what her name is?
Pretty big ass.
She has a name?
Yes, she has a name. The rep didn't tell you that name?
This is
probably, but I don't remember.
The mascot's name is Fanny.
Oh, for God's sake. Oh.
Big ass fans, if you'd like to sponsor the podcast.
Hold on a second here.
Did you know that in the UK... Fanny means girl parts.
Okay.
Do you know what?
Where'd you pick that up from? Were you watching Doctor Who or something?
From James's wife.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what your brother-in-law's name means in England?
Lou? Oh, yeah. Toilet. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. But it's spelled differently.
Yeah, I think it's
L-O-O.
Yeah, okay, you're right.
Alrighty.
News.
News?
Dateline, Cupertino, California. You know what that means, right? By now.
Yeah, okay. Here we go.
Apple had their big iPad event
this
past week. New iPads. Both sizes.
Okay.
New MacBook Pros.
Ooh.
Finally announced the pricing and sort of a more narrowed down availability date for the new Mac Pro.
Okay.
Good thing you practiced that sound effect before we started recording. That was excellent.
All right.
Drink more coffee.
What?
Where's my coffee?
Coffee. Where's my coffee? Where's my goddamn coffee?
Whoa. What did that coffee ever do to deserve to burn in hell?
It's Starbucks. It's
gotcha.
Craig, it's just a phrase. That's all.
Anywho.
More characters. The big news is all of the software is now free.
Ooh.
All of the productivity software, iWork, which is Apple's version of Office.
Right.
The iLife, which is GarageBand, which we are currently using right now.
To record, right.
And
it's all free.
iPhoto and iMovie, all free.
They're now just in the business of selling you the product to use their stuff.
Yes. All and guess what else is free?
I don't know.
The operating system.
Oh.
If you would like to upgrade to the latest major release of the operating system, Microsoft, are you listening? It's free. How much did you just pay for Windows 7? About $100?
Like $100, yeah.
Yeah. Raymond, how much does the new Microsoft operating system cost? About $100.
Yeah. Of course, it costs about $100. If I'm from Wisconsin, I can't say $100. I have to say it's $100.
It's $100.
$100.
About $100.
Highway 100.
Up there, Highway 100.
Highway 100. You know, you ready for this?
Sure, why not?
The talking heads on the local news say Highway 100.
100.
Oh yeah. Well, there's that accent.
They've gone through all that dialect training to wipe out any Wisconsinism, except they still say 100.
Highway 100.
They can't get rid of that. So in speaking of the iPads,
right?
There's new television ads.
Ooh.
New television ad for the iPad. They call it, now the full-size iPad is now called the iPad Air because they made it so freaking thin that it just floats.
Oh, that's good.
Right.
Because I want my technology easily droppable. When it's really, really light, it's easy to just like, oh, there it goes.
For God's sake.
It comes with finger glue. So
you, okay. Yeah. I've told Mike this story before. There was a guy that we worked with back in Wisconsin. This was, I think, after Mike left. He had bought a digital camera, and it was probably, it was the size of a credit card and about twice as thick. That tiny. And I said,
the Sony one?
I don't remember what it was, but it was incredibly small. And he handed it to me. I was like, wow, I'm going to drop this any minute.
Oh, no.
It's too small. It's going to slip on my fingers. It has no heft to it. And he said, that's why there's a wrist strap which there normally is for cameras, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But he made the comment that in the instruction manual, they actually point out that you must be sure to use the wrist strap. Because even the designers knew that it was too light and people were going to drop it.
I've owned that camera.
Yeah. No, thank you.
So anyway, new iPad commercial.
Okay.
Listen carefully.
Oh, jeez.
It's an extremely simple tool, but also extremely powerful. It could be used to start a poem or finish a symphony. It has transformed the way we work, learn, create, share. It's used to illustrate things, solve things, and think of new things.
Not coming to you?
No.
It's used by scientists.
It's Heisenberg.
Scholars.
It's Brian Cranston.
Yes.
Classrooms, boardrooms, expeditions. Even to space. And we can't wait to see where you'll take it next.
To Albuquerque.
Introducing.
I know that voice.
Lighter, more powerful.
I know that voice.
Here. Yeah?
That's the guy from the high school science teacher TV show.
That's
also right, known as Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad, yes. Yeah. That's the guy from Breaking Bad.
Brian Cranston, yeah.
How did he end up with that gig?
I don't know.
He's got time on his hands now.
But I watched the presentation live, of course, Tuesday afternoon on my iPhone while I was at work. Got a lot of work done.
Ooh, good job putting that on the internet forever.
No, actually, I did really get a lot of work done.
Okay.
I didn't really watch the iPhone. I mostly listened to it. But I completely missed that the first time through that commercial. I did not realize who that was.
Did you see the photos?
It was days later before anyone else on the internet even figured it out. I think it was Thursday that it came out that was him.
Sure.
Did you see the photos
of some dude in an Android costume?
No.
Out in front of the building. It's just ridiculous. It's silly. You know, it's just like a guy showed up to troll where the presentation was going on. He had a big green Android costume on. But he didn't get beaten senseless, so that's good.
Do you have any Breaking Bad
tidbits? Breaking Bad tidbits?
Mm-hmm. Didn't you have a little...
Oh, we could try this. I'm not sure how well it's going to work. We're not going to play the whole thing.
No.
It's five minutes or so long. But it's really, really good.
To the first musical number.
Yeah. Here we go.
What, do you preview each other's material?
Join us as we go all the way back to 2009 to the beautiful far-off land of Albuquerque, New Mexico.
This is the story of a high school chemistry teacher, my husband, Walter White. I loved him and I lost him to blue rock candy.
These are middle school kids.
Calcium, nitrogen, carbon, erbium makes cancer. It makes cancer. But I'm breaking barium and deuterium, that's right. I'm breaking bad, I'm breaking bad.
He has cancer and he's breaking bad.
I'm going to use my science knowledge to make the purest rock candy this town has ever seen. You, Mr. White, it's me, a former student, Jesse. I hear you're breaking bad now. That's right, Jesse. Want to take my life savings and buy an RV and make candy in the desert? Sounds like an awesome decision.
And that's the beginning of it. But it's all done up. It's nearly 6 minutes long. It's all kind of done up to look like a high school, middle school musical. You have all sorts of little middle school props, like stuff cut out of cardboard and painted. And
giant cardboard RV with an exterior and an interior.
Yes. And they get They kind of hit the whole story.
Almost, yeah. I mean,
they
skip
miss
over
a few things here and there.
Skip right? over some characters, and I don't think Marie's in there at all.
No, but it's pretty funny.
I've got one for you too.
Okay.
We just can't get over Breaking Bad. We were talking about it yesterday, and because they've seen
you and,
the first
you and your dad,
me and my dad and my mom.
Okay,
and because we showed them the first. We tried to watch the whole first season, but we
Most
only got six of the seven episodes
right.
watched the last time they were here. And we told them, go buy it, rent it, get Netflix, do whatever you need to do, get caught up. New season starts in August, and they didn't, of course. But
we have other things to do. There's PBS.
Yeah.
Sometimes vanilla's good.
But my mom was... like, hey, you know, we could just cancel all of our plans for this time that you're here and spend the whole time watching Breaking Bad and watch the whole thing. And my mom goes, she's like thinking,
how many hours is that?
How long would that, how many hours a day would we have to do that? And I said 12. And she was like, it's possible, but
I thought it was a good idea because the more time she spends watching TV, the less time she spends shopping. Buying things Jeez. We don't need.
Anyway.
Speaking of Breaking Bad and getting us to watch the whole thing, you got us to watch Lost.
All of Lost, that's right.
And we got hooked on it.
Yeah.
Which was okay until about the last four or five episodes when you sat there going, what in the hell is this about? It was like the writers ate some weird mushrooms and then started writing, and nothing made any goddamn sense. Or the biggest disappointment of all was
the other thing.
Dexter.
Dexter.
That's okay. You don't have to watch that season ever again. You can go back and watch all the ones that you liked.
That last season, I mean, I was so looking forward to seeing what scumbag piece of crap Dexter was going to kill this week.
Right, and they didn't do that.
And he didn't do it. He didn't do it.
At least you got to see your favorite character, your favorite character to hate, die.
Oh, thank God she died.
Oh, wow. Oh,
I wish that it had been. You hit the button on that, will you? I wish it had been more in keeping with the character of the show, and she'd taken a bullet between the eyes.
That's the combat
Yikes.
That I made was
God, what a
runny, jumpy action Deb.
Yeah.
Gets. A blood clot doesn't actually, so just like, wow, that's terrible. Anyway, we talked about that.
Yeah. She's not a good actress. And the part was badly written.
Up until the
but
end.
Yeah. I'm applying.
No, not up until, the end. It was well written.
Oh, the whole. Ugh.
He just didn't like Deb at all.
I tend to apply PBS standards to everything.
Sometimes vanilla is good.
Yeah.
Is that their new slogan?
It's very, very good vanilla.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. How's Downton Abbey this season?
It's very well written.
I didn't even know that the season had started. I just figured.
It hasn't. It doesn't. It hasn't started yet.
Oh. So why did you say it was good?
Because it's a well-written show. It's always
good. Oh.
Cumberbatch is coming back next year.
That's good. Sherlock. The BBC
the
Sherlock.
The BBC Sherlock is coming right. back. Oh, that's
Do you watch that?
No. I will at some point, but I haven't yet.
Do you watch Elementary?
Yes, I do. I watched it this morning, as a
matter
of fact.
That is top new show last year. And that's surprising when you consider that 80 to 90% of this country has a Walmart mentality.
The thing that I'm enjoying the most about Elementary is not the mystery or, you know, the case of the week kind of stuff. Although those are well written and there's always twisty turning and everything, is that it's presenting us with a male and a female character who are clearly care about one another, but there is no inkling of a romantic involvement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're not playing the will they won't they game. They just get along really well and they have come to become very close friends and partners. You don't see that a lot on TV.
First few seasons of the X-Files.
Yeah.
If you read the...
They didn't start the will, they won't, they thing.
Yeah.
Until...
I mean, who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? If you read the canon, and if you followed Jeremy Brett, his interpretation of Sherlock, or even Basil Rathbone, you want to go back to when I was a kid, his interpretation,
which was before TV.
And you get into these or Cumberbatch's interpretation, and then you move on to this new guy Miller. What he did, he's phenomenal. He's managed to capture all of the characteristics that are supposed to be there if you read the canon, and then he's added to it in a good way. Mm-hmm. He's phenomenal. He's just phenomenal.
You know, he was the bad guy in Dexter, right?
He was on a Dexter
season,
show. Yeah.
Was it season 6 with Lumen?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was him, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was the self-help guru.
He was also married to Angelina Jolie.
At one point. Yes. A long, long time ago.
When they met on making the movie Hackers.
Yeah.
Which has one of my favorite lines from a movie ever.
What's his name? Something John Miller.
Johnny Lee Miller.
Johnny Lee Miller.
It's in that place where I put that thing that time. Somebody in the movie hides something somewhere, and in order to convey it over the telephone when they think they're being bugged, she says, it's in that place where I put that thing that time. And the guy knows exactly where to go.
But anyway, getting back to you being disappointed by the endings of shows we've hooked you on, that won't happen with Breaking Bad.
I guarantee you. Now that we've said that, he'll come back after watching the whole thing and be like pointing out some horrible inconsistencies in the final three episodes, and it'll destroy it for us.
No,
I don't think that'll happen.
That was, from what I saw the first season, that's pretty well written.
It just gets better.
Okay. Yeah.
So I got one more thing.
Okay.
And this apparently happened and was real.
She's like finding the right combination, the right elements to mix together, like a stellar high school chemistry teacher in Albuquerque. She is just getting it done early, and she's sending the message to Caroline Wozniacki.
Professional women's tennis match.
Serena Williams.
Oh, for God's sake.
A la Walt White says, some people answer the door, I'm the one who knocks.
So she's a murderer.
Opening set. 15th winner gets her to double set point at Serena Williams, who has been dismissing opponents as if she worked for Vomino's Pest Control, and said, I am taking this opening set in dramatic fashion. Second ace for Serena Williams, and she has the opening set in pocket as she does so in 26 minutes. Serena truly having an A1 day as she seeks a spot in the semis in Beijing. And Williams has won 7 of the first 8 games. And as if channeling Skylar White says, we discussed everything we need to discuss. I thought I made myself perfectly clear. In the opening set, just domination. Thy name is Serena. And the challenge goes to Serena, who was looking to just continue this Hector Salamanca-like blowing up of Caroline Wozniacki's service game.
Spoiler alert!
Al Heisenberg on Caroline Wozniacki saying, I'm not in danger. I am the danger. And she is
okay.
Anyway.
Okay. who's doing this? What's the name of this guy?
Hang on.
What do you think is his favorite TV show?
Breaking Bad. I've got something to say to him though.
Kevin Skinner.
Kevin Skinner, you're a douchebag. You don't go dropping stuff like that just out of the blue on a television program that's being there. Not everybody watched the show.
Yeah.
You've just ruined moments of that show for other people, you a-hole.
Not really.
Yes. Hector?
That was
a-hole. See, this is what...
Completely non-specific, though. That was non-specific.
Whatever. Given the chance, people will become a-holes. You take the reins off them and they'll do it. He wanted to be clever and ended up just kind of being a jerk.
You're right. There's two kinds of people in this world. Those of us that know we're assholes, and those of us that think we're not.
And are wrong. So, what's up? Did somebody come with material?
Is this
thing
on?
Hello out there in the radio world. Is it my turn?
Sure.
Can I play my theme song?
You have a theme song.
I have a theme song.
What was that theme song?
I'm not going to tell you.
It was a Weird Al Yankovic song.
But which one was it?
Was it When I Was Young or When I Was Your Age?
Ah.
That's what it's called.
No, this is real music, folks.
Okay, now you have to fade it out. So
who's that?
How do you turn it off?
You punch it like the Fonz.
Don't tell him that.
That
was a hand jive.
Okay, that was real music, from back when rock and roll was real music. That was Bo Diddley for all you idiot kids out there who think rappers are talented.
Oh. He did it again.
What did I do?
Last time he was on, he managed to insult two different groups of people in one sentence.
I'm stating the truth.
You just insulted rappers.
They're not talented. They're convicts.
And young kids.
Oh, they're mostly convicts.
Okay.
If you get out of jail and you can't get a job washing cars, you go become a rapper.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. That's the backstory for every rapper. Anyway, what do you
got
to talk about?
Everyone who's not a rapper
who listens to that shit
tells their customers, have an A1 day.
This is going to be the angry show if you guys keep it up.
We have to do this properly.
All right.
Craig, we're going to play Beat Craig's Clock. Do you have the clock running?
What?
Do you have some kind of a timing device?
I can do a stopwatch.
Okay, there you go. Do the stopwatch.
Hang on, let him get his stopwatch app
this
open.
This is in keeping with tradition we're starting here.
Well, I didn't know we were going to do a game show.
Okay.
Well, you ready? Clock's running?
Well, no, hold it. What are we doing?
You'll know when to turn it off. Just start it.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll start. Give me a 3-2-1.
3-2-1. Okay. A little bit of class for Nerdburger.
All right.
A quotation from classic English literature written by Geoffrey Chaucer. Do you guys know who Geoffrey Chaucer is? Okay.
Wrote the Canterbury Tales.
Canterbury Tales in about 1380, considered to be the father of English literature.
Of modern literature, yeah.
Now that's 1380 AD.
Mm-hmm.
If the AD offends anybody, tough shit.
Anno Domini, whatever.
AC, that's right. Anno Domini, the year of our Lord, as opposed to ACE or BE, which offends me. The quotation, and he let flee a fart like unto thunder.
All right, 36.9 seconds 36. Into dad's seconds. Material, and we got fart jokes.
As an older person. Oh, I like that.
Well done.
He's dancing.
We need to get a webcam in here. If you want to share quotes, I would like to share a quote.
Go for it.
Where did I put it here?
So this is the quote show now?
Not necessarily, but this one I thought was interesting. It came up. It was apparently written by, I think, some Australian dude. It's recent. Or we can just play sound effects. We can do that too. Is that like some sort of gearbox winding up? No?
Haven't you ever done that?
Yeah. Okay, you guys let me know when we're done talking about and laughing. I'm going to go over here. And
thank God he inherited my tickle bone for farts.
The long drawn out ones are always the best. The funniest.
You know where you hear a lot of those in the nursing home?
Well, that's how they propel themselves around.
They're jet propelled. Oh, I love this show.
The tennis balls on the walker legs are to reduce friction.
So they can so they zoom glide.
You're going there one day.
Yeah, I know. One day soon.
Yeah.
Give me my goddamn ice cream. I want my goddamn ice cream.
Do we bleep goddamn?
No, you don't have to bleep that.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah. You're not governed by any government regulations. Can I offer some grooming tips for young people?
Sure.
Oh, God.
Let's start.
For all those stupid young people who listen to those convict rappers.
Like a Grandpa Simpson sound effect.
I can find one.
Back in May,
when people were. Quarters had pictures of bumblebees. Or Nichols. Nichols had pictures of bumblebees on them. Give me 5 bees for a quarter, one would say. I was wearing an onion on my belt, which was the style at the time.
What did you have for breakfast?
What did I have for breakfast today? Jesus. I had cold pizza.
Well, yeah, it shows, too.
I had golden grams.
Good for you. What do you got,
Tim? I only have one for women. I had two, but...
Oh, God.
But I'm not going to...
Do you have...
There is a...
Do we have a list with checkboxes next to...
Well, you can't help but notice this stuff if you watch any news on television.
Okay.
There is a look that's common nowadays, and I call it the two-wig look.
Two-wig look.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's popular in the South, but it's popular in the North, and it just reeks of white trashism. The inside layers of hair are dyed
darker,
a darker color, mm-hmm. usually a hideous red or black, mm-hmm. and then the top layers are dyed a whitish blonde, mm-hmm. and it looks like the bimbo didn't take the dark wig off and put the white light wig on top of it. Okay, you want to walk around like that? That's fine, but for God's sakes, don't go on television looking like that. Ladies, here's a very simple rule. I call you ladies. I use that term loosely. It's a very simple rule to follow. If you walk into a place that does ladies' hair, I don't know what they call those anymore.
Salons?
Yeah, okay, and a salon. And the people, the technicians or whatever they call themselves, if they all look like Bride of Frankenstein, get the hell out of there quickly. Go someplace else.
Tips to live by.
A nerd burger.
The worst.
Doing our part to curb bad hairstyles.
To curb bad hairstyles. You know, that thing with television, apparently, the people that do makeup and hair for the talking heads haven't themselves watched HDTV. I don't think they realize that what they're doing is you can see the cracks and wrinkles and they look like clowns close up, especially the women. They're getting worse. They got so much makeup on.
High def does work against some things.
Yes, yeah.
Yes.
Like it doesn't work well sometimes for, I've been told.
And my eyesight.
I've been told that it doesn't work well sometimes for pornography.
Oh.
Because you start to get to see every little. But 30 Rock did a bit on it.
God's sake.
No, you got to go watch 30 Rock. The 30 Rock did a bit on where they were going to take the show to high def. And so you got to see test runs of different characters, like the cameras on them, and then you see them on the high def camera. And Jack looks better. He looks like a younger version of himself when he's in high def.
Alec Baldwin.
He's thin and really handsome. Liz looks terrible. She's like all of a sudden she's got pock marks and boils and things. Ew. And when you look at Kenneth, the perfect little page, mm-hmm. at the, he looks like a Muppet.
That's they look
he
like
goes
Muppets.
Walking in front of the camera, and on the screen there's a Muppet bobbing across the camera.
We've gotten a whole group of new young talking heads in Milwaukee, and oh my God. A couple of them are just plain skanky looking. Just like, jeez.
Back in my day, women knew to stay in their place.
No. And that ruins their credibility. Now, let's go on to the...
Craig, do you watch the local news ever?
Nope.
Me neither.
Let's go on to young men.
Whoa!
That's what she said.
Okay. Grooming tips for young men.
Yeah. Now this
brought to you by Nerd Burger.
This does not apply to you two guys, obviously.
Right, because we're not young. We're not young.
No. If you don't have the genetic makeup or the proper amount of testosterone to grow a beard, for God's sakes, don't try.
are we okay?
You guys are fine. Guys are great. But I think you know what I mean. You see these young people, particularly in mugshots, with these attempts to grow beards that look like the guy spent two or three nights too much camping a little bit too close to Chernobyl. Don't do it, guys. Just shave. You look serious,
buddy. Spoilers?
What?
Well, it's called Nuclear Alarm.
Oh, so. Chernobyl. Gotcha.
Do you know where I'm going? Do you understand that?
Yeah. Okay. That was a sad nuclear alarm. Okay.
Secondly, and this one, this has no, I don't know what this is all about. There's no common sense involved here. There is a hairstyle, which is becoming very popular, where young men brush their hair forward, and then in the front, they make a little point. They make a little point.
Yeah, we don't get it either.
And it's called the narwhal.
Guys.
Oh, is it?
No.
I want to address those young men out there that are wearing their hair like this. Google Pee Wee Herman, please, before you make the decision. And if a young lady tells you that you look hot, I think that's the term they use now, hot, stay away from her. She either is there's something wrong with her brain, or she badly needs to see an
eye doctor. She has that messed up two wig haircut,
the double wigger getaway,
double wigger.
Move away.
That's treading. Yeah, a little close to make sure you don't screw up the pronunciation.
In his defense, I think he did that on accident.
Right.
Oh, my.
There you go.
Oh, my. Okay. One more thing with men's hairstyles.
Yes.
Walking backward into a fan and then spraying what happens with hairspray does not constitute an attractive look, Justin Bieber. Now, Justin Bieber.
I think he's moved past that now.
He's moved way into assholism.
Agreed.
Yeah. And so, young people, here's the thing.
No argument here.
Here's why I mention this stuff to you young people. You're going to get a lot deeper into grandma and grandpa's pockets for the cash if you don't do this.
The unfortunate thing is that he doesn't need grandpa and grandma's
right.
No, he's an idiot, but you know, he's going the Michael Jackson route. There's a big funeral in the near future there.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Harsh predictions from Tim.
My money's on Lindsay Lohan.
I would have said the same thing. I would have said the same thing 3 years ago, but I think she's finally got her act together.
You think she turned it around?
Seems like it.
You know who's got her beat?
Who?
The hillbilly Lindsay Lohan. Miley Cyrus.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't think she's doing anything that's going to get her killed just yet. She's just being a uber skank.
Have you noticed recently a country western star, very well-known country western star, had a major health crisis?
No. Enlighten us, please.
Travis.
Tritt?
Tritt.
Okay.
Yeah. Supposedly was near death. For some reason, country western music stars don't just get sick. They always become near death.
What?
Yeah.
I haven't noticed.
It happens to all of them, and it also seems to happen during a lull in their careers.
Oh,
they could
okay.
use a little. They could use a little boost.
I see where
getting
this is
back,
going.
Getting back on track.
Plus, all their songs, they write about the bad things that happened to them and how that made them feel. So,
yeah, right.
The more bad things that happen to you, the more song opportunities.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm only at the bottom of page one. I got three more pages.
Well, I don't know that we're going to get through all of that.
Why don't you hit the highlights?
Body art. Let's talk about body art.
Well, some of our guests have body art.
Yes.
That's their problem. Two things.
Take that, Andy.
When you are making the decision whether or not to have body art done, I suggest that you first review some mugshots. They all have body art.
Right, because people who get tattoos commit crimes.
No. But
every last criminal has a tattoo,
but only
tattooed people commit crimes.
It is something that is.
Does it seep into the bloodstream and make you want to commit crimes? Maybe there's some physiology. Was there a study?
It's just.
Did I miss something?
Could you realize what this, those people?
Ew, this
like
ink is crimy.
Yeah. But here, wait. Now listen.
Making me want to rob somebody. Murder.
No, they do that first. Then they get the tattoos when they're in prison. I don't understand that whole thing. But
You don't understand prison?
I don't understand body art.
Okay.
But there is one aspect. If you're going to do it right. And there's one aspect that needs to be improved. And this is a business opportunity that is just waiting to be taken advantage of.
Oh, geez. Do you want to announce this?
Yes. I'm going to give this idea.
Going to give it away?
Somebody's going to take off with this and make a million dollar
idea free for the taking.
Million dollar idea. Open a tattoo parlor. Open a tattoo parlor for black NFL players and offer white ink.
Okay.
Doesn't that make sense?
I don't know that I've ever seen white ink on somebody.
Well, it's about time.
Like, you know, like on somebody of dark skin.
Dominantly white ink tattoo.
Right. I've seen white in things.
No,
I'm talking white ink as opposed to black ink, which on a person with very dark skin color looks like a bad skin disease.
Well, it's just difficult to see.
You can't. All you can see is a blotch, which looks like.
Ooh. Unless you get a
watch
close.
Any NFL game.
Try and figure
NBA
it out.
Game.
That too.
Yeah.
Because you get to see more of their, you know, their arms and legs are all uncovered.
Moving.
I wouldn't know because I don't watch basketball.
I don't either, but the sports guy that I
my frame to, of reference is
the sports guy that we football. Listen to talks about it plenty.
Yeah.
How the tattoo thing has just gotten out of hand in the NBA.
Oh yeah.
Moving on.
Okay.
Why is there no like all white ink tattoos
I don't know.
On black dudes or otherwise just, dark dudes?
It just makes sense. I mean, guys, you're spending all this money on a tattoo. Get it done in white ink so that us poor old white people can see it
on TV
and realize
because that's really the only place it probably doesn't read well is on TV
and realize how cool you are.
I don't know.
You know, I'd love to be a dermatologist 30 years from now because all these body tattoos are going to look so goddamn funny when these people start sagging and whatnot. End zone celebrations. They're not as bad as they used to be. The one that just boggles my mind is this new one where they kneel down in the end zone and point to the sky. They point straight up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sometimes they don't even do that. And Craig has a theory about what that's all about.
Well
guys, before your theory, guys, please, if you're going to point at someone that you feel has helped you to score that touchdown, point in the stands at your probation. Because if it wasn't for him, you wouldn't have gotten as far as you
could. No, see, that's unfair.
Some people, even people in this room, don't want to accept reality. My favorite end zone celebration.
Name a Green Bay Packer who is an ex-con. Go.
Johnny Jolly.
You don't know what happened back in their college days.
Oh, so he smoked pot. Give me another one. Give me something that did something for real.
Johnny Jolly did a hell of a lot more than smoke pot.
What do you got? Come on.
He was a bad boy.
They're okay. Name me a Packer in the last 20 years who has scored a touchdown and should have pointed his probation officer.
We don't hear all the crap.
Mark Chmura. Did he ever go to jail?
I don't think he ever.
Do you know? We just saw him in the Piggly Wiggly. I swear to God, it was him. Anyway, my favorite end zone celebration was done by Barry Sanders, who many of you will...
I know Barry Sanders' end zone celebration.
...will remember was the premier running back of the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And his end zone celebration consisted of walking over to the nearest referee...
Handing him the ball. And going
and
back
then
to
jogging
the
back
to the sidelines.
Either the bench or the what do you call it, the huddle to get ready for the next event. That was class. That was class act.
I just think he was a bad dancer. He was afraid that he was going to go out there and dance like a nerdy white guy or something, and everybody would make fun of him.
Like Carlton.
He'll do the Carlton.
Fresh Prince.
Right.
A best movie of all time, Sling Blade.
Oh, jeez.
Wait. We skipped over Craig's theory of kneeling down in the
end zone. No, the kneeling down, I do this joke with Mike when we're watching the game all the time, and you might get to see it tomorrow because we'll watch the Packer game, is when the guy goes down on one knee looks.
Right. When they motion up and they point up and they thank you, God, right? They're praying to God or Jesus or whatever, but when they kneel down.
They kneel down and they just kind of look straight down, that's when they're saying, thank you, Satan.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'd rather have him pointing at their probation officer. Sling Blade, greatest movie of all time.
Really?
Do your impression.
I'm gonna eat that there potted meat. I love that potted.
Would somebody tell me what the f*** is potted meat? I have never seen potted meat.
The answer's in the movie. Beggar's an asshole.
Oh, okay. You mean
beggar an asshole?
Yeah.
Beggar an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
There are many, many words in the English language which are a lot of fun to say.
Ooh, I'm a game show? I'm a wordophile. Here we go.
No, they roll off.
You're a wordsmith.
I'm a wordsmith, which is like a poosmith but with words. That's like an 8-year-old joke between the two of us.
The words just roll off your tongue and they make you happy. And
yes, that's true. okay. We're trying to have a discussion about the English language and the way in which we communicate.
But there are a rather large number of fun words for some strange reason, a large percentage of fun words that describe parts of the human posterior. Oh. For example,
we're have a real conversation.
How did you not think it was going to go this way?
I don't know. For example, buttock. Mm-hmm. Buttock. It's a fun word to say. Craig, say buttock.
Buttock.
Buttock. It's a fun word to say.
Say it, Craig.
Schenectady.
I don't have one of those. If you do, you should have it removed.
That's a fun word.
Feces.
Onomatopoeia. I like that word, too.
I did that during the break. Feces.
Fandango.
Feces. Rectum. Rectum.
Rectum?
And damn near killed him.
Boom, boom. And my all-time favorite, sphincter. Now, see, it puts a smile on your face. Sphincter. It's a fun word to say. Cat owners, I have a bit of advice for cat owners, if you would please listen up. Do not meddle in the affairs of cats, for they are sly. Oh, shit, I forgot the rest of it. it's so good, and I forgot it.
That was easy.
Oh, for they are sly, and you sleep with your mouth open. I thought that was pretty funny. Obviously, nobody else did.
Did you see the Grumpy Cat thing? Did I send that to you? Yeah. About the life is like a box of chocolates, except those aren't chocolates.
Oh, our family doctor misdiagnosed his appendicitis.
You've talked about that.
True story.
I thought we did.
True story. And he diagnosed it as an ovarian cyst. I get a second opinion.
Zamboni. That's a fun word to say.
Zamboni. I get a second opinion on everything now.
Yeah.
Did you know that according to the Bible, women cannot brew coffee?
How come?
Well, according to the Bible, a lot of people aren't supposed to do a lot of things.
There's a book of Hebrews in the Bible, but there's no book of Shebrews. Oh.
Hey, I got a riddle for you, or a joke for you. What's brown and sticky? Stick.
Oh. Have you ever gotten an automated answering system when you were trying to call someplace and had one of the choices that they gave you that pertained to why you were calling? Never have I had that.
I just reflexively hit zero as soon as I hear
talk to a person.
Yeah.
That's the way to go. That's the way to go.
Do we want to learn some of the reasons?
Oh, what? No, here. I'm moving on.
Okay.
Moving on. Little parenting here. When your 7-year-old son says to you...
Hold on, is this a Mike story?
No. Well, no, absolutely not. No. So if your 7-year-old son says to you, Mommy, Daddy, I want to have a mohawk hairdo. I would suggest that you consider the fact that he's 7 years old. He doesn't have the slightest idea what this is all about. And if you allow it, you're really committing a disservice to the Mohawk Indians, for whom that particular hairstyle was an expression of honor. If you're going to do it, if you're going to let your kid get a 7-year-old kid get a mohawk hairdo, have a sign made and hang it around his neck that says, "My mommy and daddy are white trash and shop at Walmart." Aww. Are we scaring away listeners?
Not anymore, because they're all gone.
Do you know what the word, do you know what a sommelier is?
Yeah.
Sommelier.
It's like a wine taster guy.
Oh, right.
In a fancy restaurant. Right. He's the guy that knows everything about wine.
Oh, he's just the wine genius.
Do you know it's a French word that translates to wino? As in back alley.
Right.
Toque. Yeah. Okay.
Learning about words.
Zamboni.
Zamboni.
You want some more? I got some more.
There are lots of them. They're fun too. They're fun words to say. I got one more thing I want to share with you. Can I share one more thing with you?
Sure. No.
No? Okay.
Come on.
When I was a kid, everybody, when you're growing up, there's one person or family on your block that you just want to stay the hell away from. For one
reason or another. I can tell you exactly which one that was in my neighborhood.
Yeah. Okay. Well, when I was a kid, we had a guy, a gentleman, him and his wife. You never saw his wife. She was this mystery person. I think the only time that I realized she existed was when I saw them wheeling her out of the house on a gurney after she passed. The guy's name was Mr. Stein, and he bitched at every kid in the neighborhood about everything. So there was a group of us, five or six of us, that were out 7th grade, 12 years old, trick-or-treating, the last year we went trick-or-treating. And we got to that part of the street, and one of my friends, this kid was smart and thoughtful. He had this great sense of comedy, but he could plan things. He knew things, how things were going to happen, that none of the rest of us did. Well, anyway, he says, "Let's get old man Stein. I'm going home, and I'm getting a bag of dog shit and lighter fluid. We're going to put the bag of dog crap on the porch." And then wait, this has an unusual twist.
So okay, because so far it sounds like the classic.
This is the classic, but beyond the classic.
All right.
So he goes and gets the bag, puts it on the front porch, lights it on fire, rings the doorbell. We're hiding in the bushes across the street. Out walks the old man Stein, looks around. "You goddamn kids," and starts stamping out the fire. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're all laughing. We think this is just hilarious. The tears are running down our cheeks. He closes the door. He walks back in the house. And I said, "Okay, let's move on." And my friend, his first name was Dennis, says, "No, guys, wait. The fun part's yet to come." He says, "No, just wait here a few seconds." So like 30 seconds later, from inside the house, we hear, "You goddamn kids, Jesus Christ, look what you did." And you hear the old lady going, Alfred Watts, where are you stumping there? Goddamn, Alfred, look what you did." And we're all going, "Uh-oh." I said, "Let's get out of here. They're going to call the cops." And Dennis says, "No, wait. Okay, now let's go." And everybody's going, What did we just see? What's so funny?" And Dennis says, "He walked in the house, he sat in his chair, and he looked at the shitty footprints that he had just tracked in on the carpet." No way to plan for that. So it was a double whammy on old man Stein.
So he's dumb enough that he didn't realize that he stamped out poo. Yeah.
All over his shoes. He turned around, walked in the house, and left
didn't
the footprints on the
carpet. Pay attention.
Oh, that was, you know, and thinking about it years later, it's really funny. But at the time, it was like, I marveled at Dennis having.
It was a simple time.
These damn kids lighting a paper bag on fire on my, an empty paper bag on fire on my porch. Oh, I had to stop it out. Oh my God, look everywhere. Oh, jeez.
Hey, maybe that was the first time that prank was ever pulled. Maybe you guys.
Yeah, what was this,
that?
1929?
No, this was
when
not
you
the
were
first
12?
Time. 1957. Okay. This was not the first time this prank was ever pulled.
That was the year that the Leave It to Beaver premiered.
A random trivia. Be,
yeah.
1957.
Ruined names that you will never hear a Pope choose.
Adolf.
Adolf is the number one on the list.
Richard Milhouse. Rasputin.
Bill Clinton. You'll never hear of a Pope Hillary. She's ruined that name.
George Ringo.
No, I think that would go Homer.
Well, John and Paul got their day.
Yep.
Twice.
George.
Every
Pope
time
George
there's a new Pope,
Ringo,
we
hope it's going to be Pope George Ringo. Pope, yeah. George.
You'll never hear Pope Homer.
Pope Homer.
Now, we were working together when they picked this previous Pope that just retired,
mm-hmm.
which was the first time a new Pope had been picked in our conscious lifetimes, because we'd always grown up
was,
with Pope John Paul II.
That was the German Pope.
Ratzenberger.
Yeah.
What was his Pope name?
He served in the Hitler Youth as a child.
Yeah. Pope Nazi.
He did.
But we came up with our own Pope names.
Mm-hmm.
What was yours?
Well, mine has always been Pope George Ringo.
Yours was Pope George Ringo.
Yeah, I want George
mine
Ringo.
Mine was
George Ringo.
Do you want to know what mine was? Pope Stain.
Pope Stain.
Can I share something?
Yes.
That's bad.
On the internet, I came across a list of supposedly a list of reasons that people got locked into the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum.
Trans-Allegheny, is this somewhere near Pittsburgh?
It's in that general vicinity. These were reasons cited from 1864 to 1889 to be locked into a lunatic asylum.
Okay.
Because they didn't, you know, actually like treat anybody. They just stuck them there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a big long list here, but there were some of them that were fun. Egotism. Mike, you'd be locked up. Kicked in the head by a horse. That'll get you locked up in the lunatic asylum. Here's another one that'll get you in there, Mike. Laziness.
Yeah. Okay, I've got two out of three so far.
There was the most common one. You got to remember, back in those days, they did not have psychiatric medications.
They didn't have any sort of treatment for
it's time
any
to
sort
play.
Of mental anything.
Who's Tim going to offend now?
You know what? I don't give a shit.
Okay.
No, there were a lot of there were people that simply were slow or retarded and were not capable of caring for themselves, and they ended up in the county institutions.
And there we go. People with
retardism.
Oh, jeez.
No, not is that a word? Not necessarily. Just they
okay.
Just were,
more reason for being admitted. The war. It just says the war.
The war?
Yeah.
What, is that PTSD?
I guess. Superstition. Rumor of husband murder.
So if other people think that you murdered killed your husband, yeah.
Or
you get locked up.
You think that your husband's been murdered, or people have been telling you that he's been murdered. Rumor, because it's ambiguous. Rumor of husband murder. People around the town are saying, your husband's been murdered. No, he's away on a trip. He's...
Is alien
on business?
Is alien contact on that list?
I don't think they had that back then.
Probably brain fever.
Ooh,
I like that one.
Well, it's getting hot in my head.
Here's a good one: excessive sexual abuse.
That's what she said.
Excessive. So in 1889, sexual abuse was it was okay. Excessive. Well, we're gonna have to lock you up. Hysteria, which of course you know is a woman thing in the day.
Right, right.
It was the belief that that when women were having their cycles and things were happening, and
when their woman parts went all haywire, which is why a hysterectomy.
Yes. Imaginary female trouble. Now, that's a nice way of saying, like, the lady parts are going, doing some weird stuff, right?
No, I would say excess.
But it's also, you know, like, what if a dude thinks he's being picked on by women? Is that imaginary female trouble? And so he's actually, you know, he's actually had a mental break, and he's hallucinating.
Or some guy has an imaginary wife who's given him a bunch of crap.
Yeah. And here's another one that would get you in there.
Do the imaginary ones do that too?
Yeah. Probably more so than the real ones. Depends on how good of an imagination you have. Feebleness of intellect.
To dumb people.
Yeah.
Dumb people. Yes, sir. Get back to that dear pot and meat.
Go!
I like that dear pot and meat. Mm hmm.
Oh, it came full circle.
Yeah. Opium habit.
Opium. Yeah, that's a good
nymphomania.
Can we get back to the Pope's names?
We could.
Well, we're kind of in the middle of something else now.
Bad whiskey.
Bad whiskey.
How about Pope Cliff? You'll never hear a Pope Cliff.
Pope Cliff. Cliff?
Yeah. You'll never hear a Pope.
Well, we had a Pope Ratzenberger, so that's
Cliff
close.
Clavin. What?
That's you'll never hear a Pope Craig.
That'd be a shame.
No, you know why? Because that's a very heavily Lutheran name.
Craig?
Craig? Yeah.
No. Craig is a Scottish name.
Well, the Lutherans in
but
Wisconsin
you're not Scottish.
Like it.
I know. We've talked about
Campbell.
This. Campbell's also a very Scottish name. And my middle name, Alan, is a Celtic name. And I don't have any of that blood flowing through my veins.
How about Pope's names you'd like to hear? I'd like to hear Pope Louis.
Pope Louis.
Okay. Yeah.
He'd probably throw good parties.
Yeah. I'd like to hear Pope Louis. Or Pope Bill.
I don't know if you want Pope Bill running the Vatican thing.
Pope Bill.
He sounds like somebody that would, he would, you know, he'd be the guy you'd invite to the cookout because he's good to set up the picnic. But
if I was running a Pope character in D&D, he'd be Pope Bob.
Of course he would.
Pope character
in D&D. Never mind, moving on.
Boy, you guys are weird.
Oh, we're the weird ones. Okay.
You are, I'll tell you.
Okay, as soon as we get done recording this, you're going to sit down and listen to everything we're going to play the episode for you. You're going to listen to everything you just talked about.
As soon as we get done, I'm going to home. I'm on that list. Okay, thank you. That's all I got.
Okay.
It was fun being here.
It's like my grandpa, just nod off in his chair. He did that.
I could do that. I could do that.
Just out of nowhere.
Just you go like
down this. And you're out.
Yeah. And you wake up real quick. What? What? Hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being here.
I don't believe we went that long.
It goes by fast, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. Now this is going out on the airwaves?
Yes, right now.
I kept seeing you hit the delete button a lot. Like every time I spoke. Like,
those were the sound effects. Oh.
No, he'll cut your voice out of things later.
The magic of post.
Post-production.
Mm-hmm.
So,
was able to offend both of you.
And if not us, all of our listeners.
Thanks, listeners. Please come back. We won't have him on next time.
Are we still on?
Probably.
Are we still on the air?
Yeah, we're still recording.
We haven't ended yet.
How about Pope Stan?
Pope Stan. That's too close to Pope Stain.
I like Pope Stan.
All right.
Bring him into the 21st century, you know. Give him the golden collection plate award.
Well, then it has to be like Pope Dakota.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, you know that's a good one. Pope Dakota.
You know what Pope I'd like to see? Pope Stanhope.
Oh, yeah.
Because it rhymes and it would be freaking awesome.
Because he has very strong views on religion that would get him elected Pope.
In like the Bizarro universe. Yes.
Never see a Pope Pee Wee.
Alrighty.
Next time on...
Is that...
You'll never see a Pope with Pee Wee Herman hair.
Yeah. Next time on What Popes You Won't See. No, that's your thing. You need to do that at the end.
I've got it already.
Here. All right.
So thank you, Tim.
Yes, yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
Where can they find us, Mike?
NerdBurgerShow.com, at NerdBurgerShow on Twitter, NerdBurgerShow on Facebook, and please don't email us about this episode. NerdBurgerShow@gmail.com.
On the next episode of Nerd Burger, Mike and Craig get lazy and just loop this episode over 10 times so that you can get an idea of what it's like to spend an entire day with Mike's dad. Because I did that.
Yeah.
All right, bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.